Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Energy Practitioner and Medium, and author of Life is No Coincidence and also The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to heighten your intuition for manifesting a better quality of health and life, prosperity. And I am delighted to welcome Lauren Walker, author of Energy Medicine Yoga. For if you want to affect the physical matter that is your body and the invisible matter that is your mind and soul, the most effective practice you can learn is how to work with your own energy. Her energy medicine offers you a solution-oriented manual to complement any health regime, one filled with essential insights for well-being and to activate your body's natural healing intelligence, and she offers a powerful new vision for happiness and wholeness. Hello, Lauren, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Lauren, as listeners of the show are so well aware over the years, my guests and I share intimate experiences and insights into the dual nature of life, the metaphysical world of energy experience, and universal laws in order to more accurately understand how a spiritual being living a physical life can utilize all talents, abilities, and manifest the best version of what they need to recognize through self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, move past fears and traumas, leave them behind, and awaken to a new state of wholeness and joy. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Lauren Walker will help us uncover the root causes of specific physical, emotional, and psychological health complaints, along with a treasury of potent self-care practices to accelerate healing. We will discuss the five element system and three important Ayurvedic techniques to change your life. Lauren, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event that may have signaled to them or others the life path work or lifestyle they would live as adults. Because I feel we show a great deal of our potential very early on in life.
That's a really beautiful, beautiful question. You know, I think in an odd sort of way, it would be my maternal grandmother. And I say in an odd sort of way because I don't know if it's exactly the way that you're meaning, but she was an actress and gave up her career to have a family. And I actually started out, that was my path to become an actress. And that was definitely modeled off of her. She was one of my favorite relatives. And she died when I was very young. I was about five when she died. And she was the first person in my life to die. And my sister was, I guess if I was five, she would have been nine. And my mother took us to the funeral, which was not really done in those days, that you take such a young child to a funeral. So I went to the funeral, and I remember seeing my grandfather cry for the first time. I'd never seen that before. And she was the first to die in my life, but many other people subsequently died quite young and unexpectedly. And I think that loss, or those cumulative losses that started with her, who was so beloved to me, really set me on a path to try to understand, how does the human body work? Why does it sometimes work well, and why does it sometimes fail? And I remember being a young child and thinking, how is it possible to grow up to an old age without some horrible thing befalling you, some disease or accident or something? And that was a thought I had as a young girl. And so I think that really set me on the path to wanting to understand how best to take care of myself and my family, the people
and others.
That,
yeah. So, you know.
And others, yeah.
Actually, everything I believe happens in our life not randomly, but according to a plan. And people, perhaps before they're born into this physical life, their souls sort of make promises to each other. You know, I'm going to, maybe your grandmother said to your soul before you were born that I'm going to pass when you're only 5, because it will instill in you a remembrance of the love we had and a way that you want to help people to learn more about their body and their spirit and their soul energies and how to use all these energies to have the most prosperous and healthy and beautiful life that they can. So,
And long life, long, long life.
long life. Well, I sort of know as a medium, an intuitive and medium who receives messages for people, that we do have a time to come and a time to go, and it really doesn't matter if it's early or late. It's our plan, our destiny, and we live beyond here and continue to explore and learn and develop and grow in
Well, so
soul maturity.
that's a very interesting, not even quite a paradox, but so, and I agree with you that we all have a lifespan, and it isn't always what we may want it to be. But so, what is your understanding or take, I guess, on the ability for the body to heal? Because that's something that I teach in energy medicine yoga, is the wisdom of the body can heal anything at any moment, even something
Absolutely.
that, you know.
Oh, all
So
right.
do you think then that your soul hasn't finished its contract, even though maybe Western medicine is ready to finish your contract for you or something?
Well, here's the story. Yes, we have the ability to self-heal. Our thoughts create our reality. And if we think we're going to pass at a certain time, perhaps other people in our lives, in our family, and we think we have that genetic coding and we have to go with that. If you think that, and you concentrate your energy on that, that will come to pass. But if you get up every morning, as I do, and I say I am in a fit and healthy body, and I am delighted to go out and share my love of life and spirit and learn something new and share something new and be involved in life, and I'm doing the best I can to keep myself at a level of high functioning and joy and positivity and helping others to feel good. And but of course, as I still say, we do have a time to come and a time to go. And I don't really any longer. I used to be afraid of death because my family was terribly afraid of death. They thought that was the end. But I know it's not the end. It's the beginning of a new type of life. And your grandmother, as you expressed love today for her, was very much around you. They come whenever we say their name, and they're not that far away in energy. So it's the spirit or heaven, as people think, is not a destination beyond and beyond and beyond. It's in the swirling energy all around us, in the vibration of life, because we're all connected to each other, whether we're in a body or not. So I think that your purpose was to do exactly what it is, to help people to understand their energy and live a healthy life and find ways to change their thinking so that they can be healthy. And that's my job also as a Reiki energy practitioner and medium, to help people live the days they have to the best of their ability and get rid of negativity and fear and childhood trauma and all the other stuff. It's not really real. They were just experiences we had to have, and it's okay no matter what it is. But let's go on to why should someone do energy medicine yoga and not a standard class?
So just what we've been talking about really answers that. The truth of the matter is that energy is all there is. That's what the physical body is made of. That's what your car is made of. That's what the planet is made of. Everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies. And so if you start to understand the language of this energy, and it has a specific language, and I'm speaking about the language of the body, how the body speaks in energy, If everything in the physical body is energy, and you can understand and work with and transform that underlying energy, you have a much easier time of transforming the things that are resting, as you could say, on it, which would be the physical body, the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And so a regular yoga class is wonderful, but if you are taking a class that also has ways for you to wake up and organize the underlying energy that runs everything in your body, the yoga practice is so much richer, more powerful, and more meaningful in the transformative practice that yoga is meant to be.
Yeah, I love actually, yes, what you just said. And one of the endorsement quotes you received for your book, which read, "As a professional athlete, I deal with a lot of pressure and nerves. The energy medicine yoga prescription has helped me realize how important it is to clear my energy field. We, as human spiritual beings, have to take the time to clear our aura and energy field so we can radiate light and be a loving force." And that was from Jamie Anderson, Olympic gold medal snowboarder. She's also a yogi and an activist. So, yes, and also drawing on insights from the Chinese five elements theory, which is in your book, and the Vedic systems of yoga and Ayurveda, the energy medicine yoga prescription, offers an interesting perspective on self-care, and it will help you think in a different way about bringing health and also balance into your life. And that was written by Gary Craftso, founder of the American, Yoga Institute. So, yeah, I agree with you that when we can merge our energy life with our physical life and get involved in chakra energy healing sessions as well as yoga and energy medicine, we have it all. We have everything, the body,
Absolutely.
the mind, the heart, the spirit, and our intuition demands of us. So, energy
Absolutely.
medicine. Then go on to tell us, in a simplified way, what is energy medicine?
So energy medicine, it's many things. It is the ultrasound that you might get in the hospital or an MRI. It's the Reiki that you practice or when you go and get acupuncture. It's working with the meridians, and so it's
Yes.
acupuncture. So there's so many things that we just do without thinking that are energy medicine practices. What specifically I've worked with in creating energy medicine yoga is Eden Energy Medicine, which was created by Donna Eden, who's a world-renowned healer. And what she discovered is that there are actually nine separate interconnected energy systems in the human body. And some of them are very familiar to us. Like I said, we talked about meridians and you mentioned the aura. A lot of yoga practitioners know about the chakras. But there are, and you mentioned the five elements. So there's some Chinese medicine elements of these energy systems. And there's nine of them and they all work together interconnected. And Donna shared a very easy way for us to start to speak with and work with and draw these energies into their most balanced and organized and harmonious flows in the body so that the body heals. Once everything is in balance, the body does what it wants to do, which is to heal. And she healed herself of MS using these techniques, and that was actually what precipitated her journey of creating her school and helping other people to do the work that she did, which is so profoundly simple and accessible to anybody. And I took her work and started to weave it into a yoga practice, which is my background. And it doesn't matter what kind of yoga you practice. If you are in a chair, you're practicing chair yoga, or perhaps you're injured and you are in a chair because of that. Or you're, a world-class athlete like Jamie, or you're just a regular person like most of us, and you have a job and you like to do a yoga class once or twice a week. So many people practice yoga now that it's a way for us to kind of bring this incredibly profound healing practice to a much wider audience who really could benefit so much from it.
Absolutely. And this is an important thing for us to remember. We really need to feel good in our lives and in our bodies, right? And energy medicine helps us to really know our body and the chakra system and our emotions. And we also, many people disregard this, but it's really, really important. We need to know how to self-soothe and how to heal. Okay? Aside from what people tell us, aside from surgery or perhaps medicines, there are ways that we can connect with our thoughts and our body. And, meditation is a way to start to feel and know ourselves, and energy medicine and yoga. These are all ways to learn to be more comfortable in our physical body. So I like that you said that, because so many of us go to the outside stimuli of drugs and alcohol, shopping and sugar and sex when we're uncomfortable, bored or tired. And if we're sick, we go for the outside cures also, pills and surgery and radiation. But we really need to learn how to simply and effectively take care of ourselves from the inside. And I agree with you, that is the right process. And we can use the outside medical techniques in conjunction, but you may not need them if you're busy doing this. So let's go
No,
on.
I think you're absolutely right. That self-soothing piece is so important, especially right now in our world. I think you really singled that out very well. That's a huge piece for people that are struggling with kind of a lot of anxiety or mental issues that people are suffering from now. A lot of that
Yes.
roots from that lack of that inability to self-soothe. And there's so many things that you can do, that you can learn to do, because we're not taught how to take care of our emotions. And there's really a lot of easy techniques that you can learn that will help you.
Yeah, breathing for one, meditation, visualization, yoga, energy medicine, all these things we're talking about can help a person learn to quiet themselves and be in a safe place and rid themselves of the tensions around them. And this is what we need. This is what we need in our schools. This is what our parents need so they can help their children. And it is going to grow more and more into public life as we continue, people like us sharing these messages, because it's what spirit wants. And
I hope so.
yes, and it's happening more and more. Now let's go on. You gave a very good metaphor explaining life in terms of being a skier and adjusting to the mountain. So this is sort of like who we are in our physical body, and the mountain being all of everything that stands in balance and connectedness to heaven and earth, so to put, to the lands and to the energy of spirit. So yeah, tell us something about that. I like that metaphor.
It's my favorite thing to do, and actually, I just was skiing today. I'm actually on a week hiatus in between working seasons, and so I came down to Big Sky, Montana, to go skiing. And it's incredible what it does to you emotionally and physically and spiritually as well. But that metaphor for life is so profound, being in the elements and having new things thrown at you literally with every turn, being able to come back to center, that it's all about the recovery. Where you look is where you'll go, and where you focus your attention, that need to be really focused and one pointed, and at the same time having an incredible amount of fun. And then there's always the times where you get into trouble, and sometimes big trouble. So it really is a metaphor for how we go through life. And the energetic aspect, when I wrote my first book, the way they groom the mountain every night just seemed to me so such a clear view of how we need to groom the energies of our bodies. Because most people, when they think of energy, they think in a really esoteric terms, like that's something outside of myself, or I don't see it, I don't feel it, I don't know, you can't touch it. It's not anything I could ever work with. That's not, I'm not that person. I'm not a medium, or I'm not a Reiki practitioner, or so I don't, how would I ever work with energy? But the truth is, it is as tactile and as easy as combing your hair to work with your energy system. And so that's one of the first things that we teach people is like get right into the physical clay of the body and you will feel your energy systems. They're not at all subtle. And they're really easy to work with. And so, you know, that was a piece of the mountain that they groom the mountain every night to get it into order and cohesion and, you know, fix the bald spots and, you know, move snow here or put things over there to keep people moving in one direction or another so that they're controlling the flows of energy on the mountain during the day, which is all the people that are skiing all over it. But it happens every single day. It's not just like a one-time thing. And that is also the way that the human body works. It's not just a one-time fix. It's a practice. It's a continual adjustment to everything that's coming at you. And so you want to create habits because your energy does create habits. And so if you're in tune with them and know how to work with them, you can create good energetic habits as opposed to ones that make you tired or sick. You mentioned earlier about the root causes of disease, but disease patterns are habits as well. And so part of
Yes, that's
changing those
right.
habits is to changing those patterns is to change those habits of energy.
Absolutely, and those thoughts of energy, because every thought and every heartbeat and every impulse of our biological system is an energy beat. And if we allow our thoughts to affect all the cells of the body, which are also interconnected, we can produce illness. So it is in having a healthy mind that we help our spirit to grow and evolve, and we help our body to be healthy. Now, you just were talking about some simple daily practices for a long and healthy life, that there is joy in repetition, and that's why a yoga practice or skiing, something that you do on a regular basis, helps you to aid your body and help your body to respond without so much thought and without so much fear, without so much questioning, and just to be at peace, at one with everything that you love doing. So that's part of what you need for a long and happy life. And I think you also give some other practices which are good. Visualization is one of the tools we just mentioned before. When you meditate, you can create something within your body and within your hopes for what you want to do in your daily life. So you give an example of Healing Back Pain by John E. Sarno. I read his book, oh, many years ago. So tell our listeners how that visualization can help people cure back pain.
Well, so this is just one theory, but it was really interesting to me because for me it actually worked. And what John Sarnos is saying is that all back pain is related to anger. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. This is
That is
his
true.
theory.
True. It's anger, or it's a lack of energetically, lack of support, or feeling that you are helped by others to do what you have to do. Yeah.
Which can be something different than anger. Lack of support can you can feel like grief. It can feel like sadness. But so there's you know there it's hard to be reductionistic with either Western medicine or alternative medicine that one thing is one thing because everything is so interconnected. But there are things that trend towards. So his theory is that the back is about anger. And that if you can identify, and he has this whole process for going through it, if you can identify and release that emotion, then you can heal your back pain. And I was able to do just that with anytime I had sort of a back flare up, I would identify what it was I was angry about, which wasn't always so obvious to me. But as soon as I could identify something, then my back pain almost always instantaneously resolved itself. And Candace Pert taught us that when she wrote Molecules of Emotion, that the emotional energy actually affects the physical body, and the physical body affects our emotions. Like this is a scientific, you know, tracking of the neuropeptides and the nerve signals and all of that. This is not sort of new age gobbledygook. This is what we think happens. This is actual, you know, NIH-funded science, which shows us that the emotions have a profound effect on the physical body. And so, a lot of the work we do with EM yoga is releasing and transforming the energy of our emotions into ways that we can understand the information that they're trying to bring to us and release the excess energy that can trigger and cause either get densify and cause rigidity and those kind of stillness problems, or go the other way and sort of blow things up and heart attacks and things like that can be the other extreme. So either sort of tumorizing and hardening up or exploding open. And what we want to do instead is take that incredibly powerful charge of energy and release that so that we're open then to
Yeah, so
breathe.
that's what I also do with energy healing, with Reiki energy healing. We're rewriting the unconscious programming that is creating the pain, which is within the blockage, which is from the emotion. So yes, there's many other tools for change. You talk about breathing practices and tapping and journaling and automatic writing and vocalizations, and they're all part and parcel of the same thing. Connecting to your soul or energy, and to help it flow naturally with life and its many challenges, instead of resisting flowing into it, instead of resisting the challenge and tightening up your body with fear, you are relaxing your body and flowing into the energy flow and making it what it is to start with, natural.
Well, it's not even so much that you're relaxing into the energy flow. You are the energy flow. And so when you allow that energy to flow through you and around you and with you, which is how it works, then everything in your life gets easier. You stop identifying with the body, but at the same time, you have this freedom and this intimacy with the body. So you're not objectifying it any longer. You are one with it in a really profound way of easefulness that many
That's
of us don't feel.
a
You talked about
wonderful way of
self-soothing, but
expressing it. One with yourself and with all of life and with energy and without so much resistance. Now, you had a symbol in the book for journaling. I just wanted to share this little coincidence I have with you. You had a You talked about doodling and drawing, connecting the different hemispheres of your brain. And in the doodles, there was a figure eight. And recently, I had some questions for spirit about myself. And I did a reading, and I asked if one of my guides would come forward and answer some questions. And one of the impressions they showed me was actually myself moving a baton in the figure eight position that you showed and marching to music. And the message said, practice the rhythm of the baton and marching in unison with truth and music in the band of life. And I find my and I and
Beautiful.
I find myself in my mind and feeling this move through my body. That's really the infinity sign, and feeling in balance and harmony and peace. And it's also good for our health. You were showing that symbol and other symbols for helping to achieve a better state of health. And this was only the second time in 20 years I've done a reading on myself, and they showed me that just before I started to
Wow.
work on your show. So when I saw
Very.
that symbol, I really smiled and I said, "You see how in sync they are with everything that's happening for every one of us?" I was very, very amused. So I want to
That's
thank
super.
you, Lauren Walker, for sharing your passionate study of energy medicine yoga and exploring a powerful energetic path to human and spiritual development, all in the hopes of awakening others to the many spiritual gifts for healing that reside within us, and for helping people find a way to activate, utilize, and benefit from the process of energy medicine yoga. To learn more and to purchase this book, Energy Medicine Yoga, go to emyoga.net slash omega workshop. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have discovered that we have a way for the body to heal from core traumas and illness, often a result of our thinking and fearing some reality. And, as you know, when we change the thoughts and emotions, pursuing a more positive spiritual plan for feeling well and joyful, the body responds to this reprogramming. It is possible and advantageous to work with yoga in a group dynamic with others who also seek to empower themselves, both in health, mind, and a purposeful lifestyle. In the face of unexpected changes in our life, Lauren wrote, "What energy medicine yoga offers in the face of huge challenges is the ability to slow down, tune in, and understand the body and mind in a different way. Some challenges can be reversed. Some diseases and conditions can heal or go dormant. There are many techniques in energy medicine yoga that can help you transform the despair of your challenge into acceptance and understanding so you can thrive in your life instead of merely surviving. It's also important to understand that nothing is going to take away the experience you've undergone, but that doesn't mean that healing isn't an option. There are many ways to heal and many ways to live your life that are sometimes different from what you'd planned or hoped for. This resiliency is in part a huge part of healing. Lauren and I would ask you to try a healing session, an energy session. Go for an energy medicine yoga class to begin to know yourself intimately and find a way to rest in the eternal energy of soul life, which ultimately helps you relax in the physical world and helps you to allow, accept, and surrender to any challenge, often moving past them with courage and infinite success. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and develop new perceptions of self, others, and the world, and read about visionaries, healers, energy medicine, science, spirituality, metaphysics, psychology, and the arts and music fields in order to know your energies and refine them. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.